A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Happy hump day, everyone. It's Ben Roy from whatculture.com, joined today by Josh. Well, I should say I'm joining Josh, but you know, I'm in the lead today, so who cares? We've got some lovely Craig news today, but Josh, before we get to Craig, you've probably got something more important, so I should just let you roll it off the tongue there.
Yes, Halo Infinite, Ben Roy, as you know, was delayed a few months ago indefinitely, but now it finally has a release date of fall 2021, which is a little bit longer than I think some of us were expecting. That is over a year since it was initially delayed, and nearly a year since it was intended to come out. Obviously, it was originally supposed to launch alongside the Xbox Series X and Series S. That didn't happen, and now it's coming a year later. I think if my understanding is correct, I think fall starts about September-ish and goes in through to December, so it's going to be in that end of the year window. This comes from a blog post that 343 Industries put out yesterday from the new creative director Joseph Staten, who returned around about 4 months ago to help save the sinking ship, more or less. But he introduced and ended this really lengthy blog post where he confirmed that he's back, he's really enjoying his time, and that the game is coming out. There's so many more juicy tidbits to kind of jump into, but what's your initial kind of reaction to the fact that it's not coming out until the end of 2021, Ben Roy? Because I know it's quite shocking.
I called this. Soon as it was like, oh, they delay it until next year, had a little, it went on this website called Google.com. I recommend
haven't
it.
Heard but it.
It's slightly better than Ask Jeeves, I'll just say that.
Right.
But okay. I looked to see when Halo Combat Evolved came out.
Yes.
And that came out, it would be 20 years. So I don't know how old you feel now, 20 years older than probably what I've just said. 20 years on the 15th of November.
That's quite smart, because not only does it give them a lot of time to polish up the game and make it as good as it can be, but then you get that Halo celebration, you know what I mean? That like 2-decade celebration of the anniversary of the original game to really drive it home. And that genuinely could, I think, for me, kind of be an entire month for Microsoft, you know, to celebrate not only Halo, but the Xbox Series X and the Xbox Series S, and really kind of dominate the headlines that month, because you presume that the game itself is going to come out. You would assume that the multiplayer, the free-to-play multiplayer, comes out at the exact same time. They might stagger that a little bit, but I think it's a great way to kind of dominate the news cycle, like I said, while also giving the developers ample time, presumably, to get away from the stink of Craig and the gameplay demo that came out a few months ago.
Yeah, if I was them, I would do. Say, like, they probably already got it going, but like a proper, like, have something, a little tidbit like every month or like every week, and then as we're getting closer and closer, just like give us a few seconds on Twitter a day or something else, and just really hamp this up, really like get this going. This could be. It's going to be a massive game regardless, but this could be like a groundswell of attention to Microsoft, other than like saying Game Pass is really good, Phil Spencer is a lovely man, Don Matrick was horrible, Craig looks funny, and then like, if we get this, and then this could be, because you've got to imagine that this is going to be, unless they pull out like another 1-2 punch and there's a secret game that they've got exclusively ready, which isn't just, I say just, but isn't like a second or third party deal that is only to them. Like, you've got to imagine this is going to be like the first like proper knockout punch from them. Bar like maybe another 17 Forzas in the time being. Bar like,
of course,
this has got to be it. So this has got to be this. Even though it's a year later, which is kind of weird to think about, it's going to be a very important part for this generation. Not only Microsoft going forward. I mean, like, they're not going to go anywhere. They just spent $7 billion on Bethesda, so we got that guarantee that they're not going to go down that quickly. But I think that this, for the like for like, the fans, for like the hardcore looking in, and then how that resonates out to everyone else. If like they, if this gets a good positivity, like the word of mouth, it will spread like the horrible rumors of the Xbox One back in the day of, hey, we've got a console for you. But this time they would say, we've got a console for you. It's called the Xbox Series X. I mean, this is what they're
No, I think you're spot on. I think they need to get this right. And to be honest, you know, because I do like to joke around and kind of, you know, go in for the dig perhaps more than I should, I saw the headline for this, saw that it was delayed until fall 2021. And I was kind of ready to sort of tear it apart a little bit and be like, oh, that's ridiculous. Why is it being delayed an entire year? It was almost supposed to be ready. It was going to come out. But the more I read about this blog post, the more I dove into these interviews with the developers, the more positive I was feeling about the whole thing. It really sounds like from every level, they've taken the feedback on board that everyone had from that initial gameplay reveal, and they've really try to, you know, just listen to it, listen to what the fans kind of want without sacrificing their own vision. Obviously, one big point of contention when the gameplay trailer dropped regarded the visuals and the fact that it didn't really look like a next-gen game. You know, you were getting a lot of comparisons with The Last of Us 2 or God of War, things on the competition side, and it didn't quite seem up to snuff. But one thing that they have taken on board and talked quite openly and frankly about in this blog post is the fact that they've gone back to the drawing board in many ways and tried to increase not only the graphical fidelity on display, but the art style itself. And just to get a quote from one developer, they said, quote, "We knew it wouldn't be trivial to combine the cleaner and simpler forms of classic games like Halo 1 or 2 with the next-gen requirements and expectations of Halo Infinite. Merging both was going to be a challenge, but we stood close to our visual principles and made it work in the best way, one day at a time. We managed to find a balance of modernized visuals combined with a classic aesthetic that will definitely speak to all, and we couldn't be more proud of this." So essentially, this stems from the fact that with the original version of the game, they tried to go back to that classic Halo 1 and 2 style, which was much cleaner and simpler in terms of visual aesthetic. But when they did that, everyone kind of realized they missed part of the rough around the edges style. They missed, you know, some of the scraps on the guns or some of the scraps on the armor, some of the grittiness that was lost by returning to that classic art style. And hopefully, here, like the developer has said, they found that balance where it can look genuinely next gen, but at the same time, it can look distinctly like the classic Halo games.
It feels like I'm from reading this, or they're pulling it back. They're definitely going for more than the nostalgic feel. And I think at this point, Halo Combat Evolved will be a retro game when it's 20. Is it retro when it's 10 or 20? I don't know. But the retro feel of Halo, which sounds weird to say, but with the new sort of like shine of Halo, say like 4 and 5, whereas they are Halo, but they look like some sort of like pseudo sort of like weird, super high fantasy. Mm-hmm. Rather than sort of like the green like common nature of what we had in the old games, but like meshing the two and sort of like having that roughness over like the old like smooth aesthetic, like I think would really, hopefully will really work. And like none of us have seen, can like see what they've done yet, but you've got to imagine it's got to be like, I wouldn't say leaps and bounds, but like what we saw in that demo, I imagine what you might see on like the launch day Xbox One that people that some people might still have and might play this game on, like I couldn't imagine that now sort of thing. But yeah, it's just going from straight away, like it needed an overhaul, and I just hope that they have got around it somehow. Like even going down to like the NPCs, which they mentioned.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, they mentioned obviously our good friend Craig and why he looked the way he did. Essentially, they hadn't sorted out for that demo the kind of everything to do with the facial animations, everything to do with how like the faces in that game were going to animate in combat, which is why he looked so lifeless. But I mean, he became a beloved figure. The fact that they can like joke about him and kind of talk about how he's become a meme. Again, like every single part of this was so kind of frank and so open, and it made me more encouraged. Like we don't have time to go through every single bullet point today, otherwise we'll be in forever. But they talked about, you know, some of the multiplayer maps that they're working on. They talked about some of the actual, you know, pushes, advances in technology that they're working on alongside the changed art style, including, you know, changes to the lighting, changes to the atmosphere, changes to the shadows, ocular, ambient occlusion and stuff like that. And ultimately, I think I'm back on board somehow, even though this wasn't very flashy and it's quite text heavy. Like, I'm looking forward to it now much more than I was before, and it feels like it's in Better hands. I know Joseph Stan obviously came on board, but this has been a tumultuous project. It feels now that they finally have some kind of direction. They have some kind of end goal in sight. And more importantly, they know what they need to hit to make this a really great Halo game.
And the campaign's been done for ages, like,
yes,
they say ages now. So you've got to imagine, like, you can't just cut things out and throw new things in. But if someone gave it to you, Josh, you've got another year to do this article, you'd be like, I've got so much time. You've got to imagine that this year has got to be sort of like, this is how important, like, Halo is to, like, Microsoft, Xbox, and the brand of everything. This is, like, sort of the core, the heart of it. And the fact that they're giving it this much time, they can throw the money in and just say, look, just take this time, do what you need. We've shuffled some of the power structure around.
Yep.
Let's get this done and let's make this the Halo it should be, rather than trouncing it through with middling to fine games or the Fire, which was the Master Chief Collection. This is sort of like, I think I'm repeating myself here, but like a pivotal moment, and I can't wait to see how it plays out. And I also just want to spur one more question just before we go.
Go on.
Are you an assault rifleman or a battle rifleman? This was a question brought up by Scott Telford on Twitter, and I couldn't believe his answer.
Well, honestly, man, I can't believe that this argument is back once again. I'm not as clear-cut in it as a lot of people are. I'm fond of the assault rifle, okay, but I mean, at heart, I'm a battle rifle guy, you know what I mean? Like, there's no other way. There's just no other way in my eyes.
Josh Brown loves BR, Ben Roy Turner, confirmed. Okay, so what I want to know from you guys, are you a battle rifle person? Are you an assault rifle person? Are you excited to see this new polished Halo in a year's time when we're all a lot older and hopefully we're all outside again? Will we even be playing games? Because won't we all be in the fields and with flowers in our hair? But let us know down in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, because this is YouTube, obviously. You can follow Josh on Twitter. Where can they follow you, Josh?
Josh Broon at 2 O's.
And you can follow
Not at 2 O's. I've completely messed that up. It doesn't matter. You can just type Josh Brown into Twitter and you might find me. I don't know. That's all I've got.
Type the Josh Brown into Google and you'll probably get him. And you can follow me at Ben Roy Turner. By the way, the battle rifle is superior. Anything else? No, it's time to go. Goodbye.
Done. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.